I would just like to share this verse of scripture with you today. It's taken from Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse number 3. Jeremiah is the prophet of the broken heart, and he's ministering to a nation that is backslidden and on the brink of judgment. And yet in the midst of a message that in many respects seems to be hopeless, the Lord assures his people of their love in spite of themselves, and that there's light at the end of the tunnel. And even after they have been chastened and entered into captivity, they do have under God a bright future. What a gracious and merciful and long-suffering God we serve. Maybe you have made a whole mess of things in your life. Even as a professing Christian, God is the God of the new beginning. And it says here in Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse number 3, speaking about the eternal, electing, covenant love of Jehovah God, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. I have loved thee with an everlasting love. This little picture here was sent to me a little while ago by some good old friends from up there on the North Coast. I want to thank them for that. And it's been a real blessing to me just to think that somebody was thinking about us. And it sits on the shelf in the study. It's got the text that I've mentioned already on the front. And then on the reverse, it's got the words of a hymn that has been very special to me over many, many years. I first heard this hymn whenever I was a young Christian, probably about 19 or 20 years of age. I remember attending a meeting in Bangor in County Down, and a young lady from Canada was giving something of her testimony. She had a wonderful testimony to give and how the Lord saved her, and she found the love of God to be something that she could hardly really get to terms with, that God would so love her and send his son for her. She had had a difficult upbringing. She had gone through a lot of problems emotionally. And yet she had discovered the greatness of God's love. And what a wonderful Christian testimony she had. And I sat transfixed as this young woman shared her testimony, her life story. Then she got out a guitar and she began to sing the words of this wonderful hymn. The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen could ever tell. It reaches to the furthest star and it stoops to the gates of hell. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. I love those words. I quote them so often whenever speaking or addressing a meeting or even in the open air, especially whenever it relates to the gospel. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Maybe you're a child of God today. You're going through trials. You've maybe even failed the Lord. You've let the Lord down. And you wonder, does God still love you? Does God still care? Has God cast you off? Dear friends, God says in his word, I will love them freely. I will heal their backslidings. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Child of God, there's nothing that you could do that would make God love you any more than he does. And mystery of mysteries, there's nothing you could do that would make him love you any less than he already does. His love is eternal. His love is unchangeable. His love is unconditional. His love is unparalleled. It's without spot. It's without blemish. And there's never been a time where God did not love his people. There will never be a time whenever God does not love his people. The love of God is like himself, consistent, everlasting, without beginning, without end, and unchangeable. And it's been displayed for us upon the cross at Calvary. Maybe you've never responded in your heart to the greatness of God's love. Wouldn't it be wonderful today if you were just to still your heart in God's presence, even as this little devotional draws to a close, and give your heart and give your life to Jesus Christ. Call upon him for mercy. Repent of your sin. Trust the Saviour. Enter into newness of life. May God bless these simple thoughts to your hearts today, and we'll see you again next time. Bye-bye.